everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, February 9th. We just finished watching this week's edition of Raw. We are on the fast lane to Fastlane. See what I did there? Not really. It didn't really seem like a whole lot was happening to build up this pay-per-view. Really not a whole lot of direction going on Raw. A few fun segments and some controversies that actually happened outside of the show that we will certainly be addressing throughout this show tonight. You're listening to the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw post-show on MegaPowersRadio.com. Thank y'all for tuning in. If you want to join in, we want to hear your opinions throughout the show. We already got the chat room opened up nicely with lots of cool people hanging out in there. Shout-outs to the people who got here early. Five times combo, Ferris, 419, Chaotic, Wazilian, Silent Wind of Goons. See, I'm funny. I made two jokes during the intro. The funny guy. No, all right. We also got the phone lines opening up. We might open up a little early because I got to be honest, I don't think we're all going to have a lot to talk about here about Raw. It was blast show. There was some fun stuff I'm sure we'll get a little bit of convo out of, but we will more here want to hear what you out there got to say. So get yourselves in line. We already got a bunch of callers already in line, actually. That's why I'm saying we're probably going to open this up early for y'all. Dial in area code 760-512-7247. Get yourself in line, and we'll be sure to get your opinions heard on the show tonight. With me this evening, first off, I'll introduce myself. My name's Mike Payton. I'll be running things, the soundboard, the show, and everything else you'll be listening to with us here on MegaPowersRadio.com. With me also sidekicking is Mr. Steven Huego, the host of Addicted to Anime and Unanimous Decision MMA. And Wago rants. I guess I have to start including that during the intro here, too. Mr. Wago, what's shaking?
Not much. I'm getting a website soon, so you won't have to list all that off. As far as tonight goes, man, what a blast show.
Is it going to be Wagopedia?
Oh, shit. I'm going to go see if that's available.
Also with me is Mr. Tony Mango, the lead man of Smark Out Moment, Fanboys Anonymous. A mango tree. What the hell's that other one called?
There's too many of them. I don't fucking remember.
too many sites. Mr. Tony Mega, how you doing tonight?
Hello, everybody. What's going on?
Oi, that's fucking good to have you, mate.
That was a good fucking impression of Sean, I think, right?
Yeah, too bad Sean couldn't fucking make it. Then he'd be in it to it himself.
Oh, he weren't here. That ain't fucking right.
This is happening the entire episode, everybody.
It was discussed. This is what happened. Ask Steve's. Ooh, that's a good one by Silent Wind of Doom. Yeah, so if you haven't figured it out, this is going to probably be another one of those silly shows. I know people will sometimes complain that we don't talk enough about legit wrestling. I'm sorry.
We're going to have to sit for that tonight.
Yeah, we gave you a good amount of that the last couple weeks, actually. I'm sorry. I just don't know if we have it in us tonight. Matter of fact, I think the hottest story in wrestling right now is this whole Seth Rollins, someone must have hacked his Twitter, or maybe he was just feeling daring and posted this risque photo of this tattooed lady. I don't know who she was.
I didn't even hear about this.
Oh, really? Yeah, it was like, yeah. It was all over the internet. Freaking some photo got posted on his Twitter, and because it was on Twitter, it also appeared on the WWE.com Twitter stream and everything on there.
So yeah, I heard Kurt Angle got a hold of it and posted it.
Was it just like some chick that he's banging?
Who knows?
The only other thing that I had heard was Paige said that Lana's a twat and deleted that. So
on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh. Apparently, no one's really paying enough attention to Twitter because no one's hearing about either of these things.
You're right, exactly.
So there's our conversation about that. I guess some other big news that happened tonight. We got some promos telling us that Sheamus is coming back soon.
And the crowd went mild. I mean, unless they turn this guy heel, there is no need to bring him back. I do not want to see another Sheamus face run. Perhaps he'll feud with Daniel Bryan. I'd rather that not happen either. But whatever the decision is, they need to turn him heel. Shit, I'd actually be okay with Sheamus versus Dean Ambrose, heel versus face, because they've got some history with Sheamus taking the belt off him.
True that. What I wonder is, when do you bring him back? And I think that's going to be very important to how people are going to react. If they just have him come out and just do a regular squash match, people are going to reject him very, very fast, just as they have been with Roman Reigns. If they can pop him in during something hot, I don't know how you would do this exactly. Maybe have him interfere in the Daniel Bryan Roman Reigns match, perhaps. And that would be a way to get him in a feud with Daniel Bryan. But shit, nobody seems to want that match anymore.
If you want to get massive heat on him and have him align himself with the Authority, you could have him bro kick Sting out of nowhere during Triple H and Sting's meeting, and he can be Triple H's new lackey.
I think you got a couple ideas. I like your suggestion of if you want to do Bryan versus Sheamus at WrestleMania, that's a good way to do it, because it doesn't make the heat all about Roman Reigns winning, and you know it immediately establishes Sheamus as a heel. But another thing, and I hope they don't do this, if they do that Andre the Giant Battle Royal, which I don't want at all, then they could just throw him into there. And one way or another, if he comes back as babyface, I don't give a shit. No matter who he's feuding with, no matter what his gear looks like, no matter if they change his fucking entrance theme or he stops saying fella or whatever, I'm past the Sheamus thing.
What about arse? Can he still say arse?
No.
How about Turty?
Okay, he can still do that one.
Okay.
But yeah, like, I've never really liked Sheamus. I thought that he was overrated, even in ECW. So, you know, when it's like Sheamus is going to return, it's like, ah, shit. I would have rather have seen an Eric Rowan match.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, it has gotten that bad. I do put Rowan above Sheamus at this point.
And it's not even close. Sheamus, like, I would...
a former world heavyweight champion, WWE heavyweight champion, defeated John Cena in his first few months.
Shouldn't have.
That's true. I think that hurt him a lot. I think the reason why people devalue him so much is just because he's been stagnant for so long. You've got to constantly evolve while you're out there to be relevant and to keep people's interest. You saw it with Alberto Del Rio. Same thing for far too long. Everyone stopped caring. Same thing with Sheamus.
The only thing that Sheamus has evolved is he just keeps taking other people's finishers. He's like, you know, Texas Cloverleaf. That's mine now. Cloverleaf. All right. You got this, like, Celtic Cross thing? I'm just going to take that name and I'm going to apply it to something else. Razor's Edge, it's mine. Like, he's going to start doing super kicks and fucking RKOs.
I'd crack up if he'd, like, busted out a Stone Cold Stunner.
He'll do it. Watch. He'll call it something really lame, too.
Yeah, the best, like the
best part is if he gets up and actually flips the guy off after he does it, too. All
right. Drinking Irish whiskey, the guys will be throwing that to the ring instead of the beers.
No, I have to be honest. If there is two people who I think came out looking good after this Raw we had tonight better than anybody else, I think it was Cesaro and Tyson Kidd.
Yeah.
Tonight, they had a fantastic tag match with the Usos. Actually got the victory. And not like a bullshit distraction roll-up victory. I mean, I guess it was involving a distraction, but it was a clever distraction set up by the team itself. It wasn't like someone's music played and they came out and stood on the stage or whatever. There was this clever thing where one of the Usos was going up to the top rope to do his splash onto Cesaro. Tyson Kidd takes the other Uso, rolls him across the ring, which just rolling him across the ring somehow distracts the Uso that's on the ropes, allowing Tyson Kidd to knock him off, and Cesaro grabs the pinfall on him. I thought that was really, really clever. The whole match was fantastic. I mean, there was a lot of great spots throughout it. They actually did a nod to the Shawn Michaels Shelton Benjamin match, that Gold Rush tournament match they had, where Shelton Benjamin did that leapfrog off the rope and got caught with the super kick. But that was really a nice little nod for them to do there. And Surprising it did not get as much of a pop from the crowd as it did that first time, and it was still as impressive of a looking move. Kind of weird looking back on how that was a finish of a match, and that was just like a teaser there. But overall, fantastic match, and I'm happy to see the continued ascension of Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. No pun intended. What'd you guys think?
That just reminded me, no ascension tonight. Mm-hmm. It's kind of odd. But I didn't see this match all that much. I was really in and out of this entire episode. But what I did see, I was enjoying. And, you know, I thought originally that this Tyson Kidd and Cesaro tag team was just thrown together for the hell of it. It wasn't going to be worth a damn. And, you know, I shouldn't even bother paying attention to it. But Mick Foley originally said that they were going to be the tag team to watch. And I wrote that off. And I shouldn't have. They are doing a lot better with this tag team than I thought that they ever could. So cool. I mean, I would be fine with them even being the tag team champions right now. And they've got a new name now, apparently.
Okay.
They ditched the whole Masters of the WWE Universe thing, which good, because that sucks.
It was okay, but it was a mouthful.
What it is now, it's the Brass Ring Club.
The Brass Ring Club. I like that.
Yeah. A little play off the Bullet Club thing.
I wonder if they came up with that themselves.
Mm-hmm. I could see them actually coming up with that. Vince always talks about his brass rings, and everyone knows they're the bullshit. So,
but yeah, whoever's idea it was to put these guys together, however it worked, these guys have really taken this opportunity and have truly excelled. They've been doing kick-ass matches left and right. They've been coming up some really cool tag team maneuvers, which when was the last time we fucking saw that? A tag team coming up with a tag team maneuver. I mean, I guess you have the Ascension doing that Fall of Man, which they just freaking stole from the Eliminators anyway. I'm loving this tag team, and I really hope they have a really big tag team future throughout 2015.
I definitely agree. The biggest thing they need to do right now is focus on getting these guys over. Both Tyson Kidd and Cesaro have been devalued as separate entities for so long that the fans are having a hard time getting behind them. And that's why you didn't get a pop for any of the big spots tonight. But as a in-ring workers, both of these guys are great separately, so it's no surprise that they just gelled so well together. I'm fine with them getting the tag belts, but not right now. I think if you want to do it at Mania.
All right, guys, I'm receiving breaking news updates about this whole Seth Rollins situation. Apparently Seth Rollins' ex-fiance is all pissed off that this girl's photo got posted, and now she's posting photos of Seth Rollins naked. So now there's naked Seth Rollins photos out there.
Damn.
Ex-fiance doesn't have a fucking say in it then. You know?
All I'm saying is, does this disqualify Seth Rollins from going into the Hall of Fame now?
Yes.
Well, I guess Kevin Robinson is going to have to take that spot.
Well, I think it's fine if Seth goes into the Hall of Fame, because, fuck, Rikishi gets to go in, so it doesn't mean much.
Well, that's my big Hall of Fame announcement we had tonight. It was Rikishi going. It was right after that tag match they had, actually. Where the Usos got to celebrate, yay, daddy's going in. Is this a deserved Hall of Fame induction?
Yes.
No.
I really see both sides. I like Rikishi. He was a guy who was actually there for a lot longer than people will probably give him credit for. He evolved his character to a point where he actually got himself pretty damn over. Attempted to do something interesting in a heel turn where he was feuding with one of the biggest names in the company with that whole running down Steve Austin thing, but it ultimately just really did not pan out all that great. Has one of the most memorable high-flying spots actually for a big guy when he came off the Hell in a Cell. And underrated, there was also a cage match between him and Val Venus where he did a splash off the top of the cage that was absolutely insane to see a man of his size do as well. An agile guy in general with some of like the kicks and the running splashes he did and things like that. So I it's hard for me to hate so much on him, but he also wasn't like anyone truly exceptional. So I'm caught between this. What are your guys' arguments on it though?
So the first half of his career is actually the more important one. The Head Shrinkers, I forgot what the other team's called, the Samoan, what was it?
SWAT team?
Samoan SWAT team. I'd rather forget about the Sultan, but he did more in the first half of his career, which doesn't really get noticed, but that alone isn't a Hall of Fame career. And then the second half of his career, he was a comedy character, and it's not like he was a comedy character that revolutionized the business. He wasn't a comedy character that got extremely over. He was just another mid-card actor in the Attitude Era, and you could have fucking put Adam Rose out there during the Attitude Era, and people would have ate it up. They ate anything up during that time. Wrestling was the in thing. And as far as Rikishi going and how good was he, well, you mentioned it yourself. He got put in a feud with the biggest name in the company, and he flopped because he's just not that good. I did it for The Rock. You sucked.
Tony, any defenses for Rikishi?
Look, the first defense that I can bring up is Coco Beware is in the fucking Hall of Fame.
I fucking hate that argument. Just because they fucked up with one inductee doesn't justify everyone afterwards.
No, but it just means that there are people that are in the Hall of Fame where it's not like Rikishi's going to ruin it. And people shouldn't act like that when somebody does go into the Hall of Fame. Like, whether it's a celebrity or not, people are like, Drew Carey's in the Hall of Fame. The whole thing's pointless now. Well, bullshit. It's a celebrity induction. Well,
rather than looking at it subjectively from the past, let's look at it objectively from the current class. So Rikishi is going to be going in there at this point, we know, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Randy Macho Man Savage.
There's a bit of a fucking drop there in quality.
And you know what? I actually don't even necessarily think that either. Randy Savage, of course, you know, there's no argument. Randy Savage is going to be the biggest name that's in the Hall of Fame this year. But he's a posthumous induction, and it's kind of bland when that happens. You know, you can't have that feel-good moment at the end of it where somebody comes out and they really embrace the whole idea that they're, you know, getting to do their speech and all that. Like we did with Hulk Hogan in the past. We did with Bret Hart. We did with, you know, countless other people, even Ultimate Warrior last year. But you need a bigger person than Rikishi in the Hall of Fame this year to make that, you know, not seem awkward. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not that. He's great to add a name into there. And Rikishi's not like that. But Rikishi's the mid-card guy. You know, you can have mid-card people in the Hall of Fame. And he had a long enough career. He was a former three-time champion in WWE. He was a big enough name in WWE that people still remember him after all this time. Nobody's talking about, like, I don't know, Chuck Palumbo. Or, like, I can't even fucking think of that one guy's name. And that actually proves kind of the point. The hell were the people in the Mean Street Posse?
Oh, Pete Gass.
Joey Abs.
Joey Abs.
See, so, we like, remember.
Yeah, that's
Joey Abs, and there was the one guy that went in the Spirit Squad.
Yeah, it was Mitch.
Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch. I imagine that. Here is Mitch. Mitch.
Tonight we honor the legendary career of Mitch.
The Mitch 3-disc DVD.
The definitive edition. There's a difference between like a Rikishi and a Mitch. Where, you know, Rikishi's had a long enough career. He was Fatu. He was, we did some of this when we were talking about the Royal Rumble stuff. The Sultan thing, of course, that's not really anything to write home about, but the guy was there for a long enough time. He ended up being responsible for the Usos, which are like one of the best tag teams that they've got in the company right now. There's a lot of stuff behind there. I don't think that he's, you know, the headliner by far. It would be ridiculous, but he should be in there. And he doesn't need to be in there this year. You know, he could have waited, but I'm fine with him being in there.
Well, that leads me to one of the points I was just about to bring up, actually. Does he have to go in this year? Because I almost feel like a big reason they're putting him in is just because the Usos are still hot right now. And I think maybe if they wait another year, the Usos may not be relevant anymore. They may have already dropped off. So they might need to take this while they have that chance. And because of that, I wonder, is Rikishi going to be one of those people who is on TV for the Hall of Fame induction?
I can see Rikishi being on screen for the Hall of Fame induction. Obviously, the Usos are going to be the ones to induct him.
Mm-hmm.
So you raise a good point. That may be the reason they are doing it, but it still doesn't justify that Rikishi should go in my eyes. There's been worse inductees, but I'm not a fan of this one.
I'm assuming that all of them are going to be on TV now. They didn't have the network rolled out last year.
Oh, good.
So
point.
They could make a whole big special about it.
Well, do you think they'll still air? Maybe they'll do the first 2 hours exclusively on the network and then still do the 1 hour on USA.
Maybe.
They're going to do the first hour exclusive on the network, and then on television, Leaked is just going to talk for 2 hours.
It'll just be Mr. T saying he's sorry.
Whilst Lita talks, sorry if she's doing this.
It's going to be kind of like that Austin What thing. Like, anytime there's a pause when she stops talking, he's going to go, I'm sorry. This will be entertaining. Fuck, I want to see this.
I cannot wait for Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hall of Fame induction speech.
That's going to be great. That's going to be the highlight of the whole thing.
Just watch. It's going to be so reserved in like 2 minutes now that we're all excited for it.
He'll be like, thank you. This is really an honor. Sorry that my accent went away, but it was all an act and I kind of want to drop it now. So thanks, guys. I appreciate it. See ya.
Shout out to Kane. Yeah. Oh goodness. All right, folks, we want to keep hearing your opinions out there. We've got lots of funny things dropping in the chat room there. If you are a guest listening to the show, get yourself registered with blogtalkradio.com. Join the chat room so you can chat with all the neat folks in there. We've been joined by a couple other folks, JT77 and Bogod. I think that's a new name. Welcome, Bogod. We're going to start opening up the phone lines as well. If you want to get yourself in line, dial in area code 760-512-7247 is to get yourself in line, get yourself heard on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. We're going to start things off with our usual first caller. You know who it is. From the 412, his name is JD. JD?
Hey, Michael, how are you doing tonight?
Absolutely tremendous, JD. Glad we got you on tonight. Man, we got a lot of callers in line. We might have to cut this one a little short, but JD, we definitely want to get your thoughts about what's going down on Raw tonight. But first, I need to make sure that this actually is JD, so say something JD would say.
Well, I've been calling every week. I've been talking to you guys a long time. You know, I always give it to you straight. I tell you my ins and outs of Raw every week. We have Ask JD. What else do I have to say?
We do have Ask JD.
I did hear you say that we have Silent Wind of Doom in the chat again tonight. So I wonder if that means that we're going to have that pathetic imposter making an appearance again. But at least I got in first this time. I always call in first. I don't know how he was able to get on before me before, because I always call in first, and you guys know that I always call first. So thanks for taking my call before that complete fake wannabe. You know, it wouldn't surprise me. It's probably Silent Wind of Doom, since he's in the chat again. So I'm thinking that maybe Silent Wind of Doom, however, or one of his goons, however, were responsible for that hack on Seth Rollins' Twitter, however.
Oh,
it really
shit.
Seems like something he would do.
The Silent Wind of Doom, you
one
better
of his
fucking explain
probably
yourself.
Hacked into the Twitter system, however, and posted those photos trying to get him in trouble. But I don't mind, because Seth Rollins is kind of a little bitch boy anyway. So if you want to get him in trouble, that's fine with me, however. Also, tonight, I guess we'll see if the so-called investigator has anything to say, if he has the nerve to call in tonight, however.
Yes, indeed. I mean, matter of fact, I believe we have your good friend Jeff, who's going to be coming around to try to cut a testimony about what he thinks is going on here.
I'm very skeptical. Forgive me, Mike, but I'm very skeptical about what's going on here. I smell a rat. I think something fishy is going on, and I'm about ready to get to the bottom of this.
All right. Well, before we get there, what did you think about Raw tonight?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't even get to see Raw yet.
I recorded it.
I was out with my girlfriend tonight on an early Valentine's Day date. We got to go bowling, and we got to go see a movie. We saw the new SpongeBob movie, which is hilarious, so you got to go see that. I did record Raw. I'm going to go back and watch the rest of it tonight after I'm done talking with you guys. I did hear about a few things that happened, however, so I wanted to call up and at least give you my thoughts on what I heard and read, however.
Okay.
Of course, early on, you have Daniel Bryan getting ganged up on by the Authority once again, however. Not once, but twice during the night. Second time being just a beat-down handicap match, however. What else did I read? It was good that Paulie and Brock Lesnar made an appearance, however. I'll have to go back and watch the promo they cut, because Paulie is always a good talker, however. And, of course, we have Triple H calling out Sting again. And this time, Sting says that he accepts, however, so we'll have to wait and see him at Fastlane, I guess, however. And during that second match with Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns lays out the whole time, however, to leave Daniel Bryan to be basically squashed by the Authority, however, which leads to some words and blows between the two of them, however, which is interesting to say the least. However, with how they're setting up the match for Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns at Fastlane, however. Now, like I said, since I didn't see Raw, I can't give you my high point and my low point of the night, like I always like to do. I know you guys like to hear my high point and low point of the night, since I didn't actually see the show. But I did want to call in for the most important segment of your show, which is Ask JD Anything. So if you guys got anything, go ahead and let me know what you want to ask me this time.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Wago, you got anything for SJD?
How do you eat
your
steak?
Come on, Wago. I know you got something good, however. What do you got?
How do you eat your steak?
What was that?
How do you eat your steak?
How do I eat my steak? Like a real man, I eat it well done. I eat it with lots of black pepper, a lot of A1. Ugh. The right way.
Ugh, indeed. Tony, anything for SJD?
Should Rikishi go into the Hall of Fame?
Should Rikishi go in the Hall of Fame? Good question. There's plenty of other people who I think should go in the Hall of Fame before him, but like you guys were saying, now that the Usos are at the point where they are, I think it's appropriate for him. You know, he's one of those guys that's going to go into the Hall of Fame, however, eventually, however. But since the Usos are at the top of their game right now, however, they have so much steam behind them, you really want to use that to their advantage, however, and get him in. That way you get the best reaction, however, at this time. So I agree, yes, I think it is a good idea.
All right, I'll have my question. Should Rikishi not go in the Hall of Fame?
That's a good question, Mike. You know, I've been thinking about that one, too. Should he not go in the Hall of Fame? You know, even though the Usos are kind of hot right now, I think using that to the advantage, however, of just having them there to put him in the Hall of Fame, however, probably isn't such a good idea at this time. So I'm going to say, however, that even though he probably will eventually go into it either way, however, right now probably is not the right time to have Rikishi in the Hall of Fame, however.
All right, JD. We got lots of other calls we have to get to, but we'll definitely talk to you again next week. All right, man. You have a good night.
All right, I'll talk to you guys next week.
Oh, my goodness. And the hits just keep on rolling here at megapowersradio.com.
Good old Jerome.
Oh, good old Jerome. Why don't we bring on our next caller here? We got a caller from the 540. We never know who it's going to be coming from there, but we always have them. All right, 540, you there with us?
What's up, guys?
What's shaking, dude? How you doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you guys? I have come here with an announcement to make.
What's that?
That JD caller you just called, it was a fake.
Wait, what?
That JD caller was a fake.
Now, what makes you say that?
What makes me say that? What makes me say that?
Yeah, what makes you say that? He sounded pretty convincing to me.
In this live chat, and I don't know who it is, but take a look, folks.
I'm looking.
It's the silent, I think, somewhere it's the silent Wind of Doom.
Well, he has been one of our suspicions from the very beginning.
Yeah, this isn't breaking news. We've always thought it was Silent Wind of Doom. We just haven't gotten sufficient evidence yet. Do you have sufficient evidence for us to convict Silent Wind of Doom?
I certainly do, because he hasn't been seen in a long time. And he hasn't been on because
he's silent.
Because he hasn't been on a lot, and he hasn't been phoning everyone. He hasn't been on the phone with you guys. So my suspicion is that the Silent Wind of Doom's been going crazy on live chat.
I think you're snuffing the wrong motherfucker.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this because I'm happy to say that we now have on the line investigator Cliff Clefton calling in once again from his offices. Yeah. See if we can finally get some answers in on this. Cliff. Cliff, you there, bud?
Yes. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Powers? How are you?
Absolutely. Mr. Powers. Wow, I feel so official. Please, Mr. Powers is my father.
Hello, Cliff. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, is this... Hello, Mr. Jeff. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Reported that the silent Wind of Doom may have something to do with the fake JD and the real JD.
All right. Now, I've been investigating this over the past week since I last talked to y'all, and I believe I have a few leads here, but of course, I wanted to get your expert witness testimony on this whole matter and basically get to the bottom of this. We want to figure this out. It's a whole big mess, so I'd like to ask you a few questions here, if you could.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Basically, what I'd like you to do right now, Mr. Jeff, is basically tell me what's going on here in your own words, please, sir. I believe it's mistaken identity or impersonation is the case, but I'd like to hear in your own words exactly what's going on here.
Excuse me, my laughter, but I have video evidence that is going to prove who the fake JD is.
How the fuck do you record someone's voice with a video camera?
Audio evidence. All right, my office has also been looking at audio evidence. Yes.
Let me go to January 19th, 2015.
All right.
Are we waiting for, like, a video to come up or something?
What's happening?
I'm not exactly sure what's going on right now, Mr. Powers.
Listen, it's a distraction roll-up, if you will, but it got the job back of Ziggler, Ryback, and Rowan, however, which at least was a good ending, however. And then you have Triple H yelling like a little bitch. No. Sorry, Hunter.
All right. Well, now let's get on to...
All right. We're pretty sure that is the imposter, JD. Is that correct?
We have
that same audio clip in my office. We have been investigating that for a while now. And we believe that is the imposter. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It is correct.
All right.
Well, now, I have a question. If that's the imposter, then who's the real JD?
Maybe.
That's one issue we're still trying to get to the bottom of here.
Maybe this whole time, Silent Wind of Doom was the real JD.
Cliff? I got something.
They are both calling in from the 412 area code. Yeah, I believe that is correct.
This is like a complete anomaly, because as far as I'm concerned, there has to be two of them. They have to be identical. And, I mean, they sound the same to me. They both have asked JD. There's nothing defining these two apart from each other. I need solid evidence about who is who here.
Now, I believe in your caller queue. You get this caller queue, Mr. Powers, when you get in telephone calls into your radio program here.
Yes, I
do. And you can tell the area code of the caller. All right. I believe you can get the area code of the caller. Now, has there ever been an opportunity or an instance where you get multiple callers from the 412 simultaneously? That would be the real JD and also the fake JD. Mm. Has this been ever happening?
I feel like that happened once. For the most part, though, it's usually one calls in, and then later in the show, I get a call back. So I usually assume that JD calls back multiple times because the guy does like to talk. So I feel like maybe he comes back later and thinks, like, hey, I got more to talk about, so let me talk about it.
All right. Now, for me, those two calls emanating from the same area code, that would be a red flag to me right away. That's one thing that I would definitely pay attention to. Now, if that ever happens again, of course, you want to alert my office right away. Like I said, we do have Buffalo Trace, which we're able to use to identify a more specific location of the origin of those calls.
Well, fantastic. Jeff, do you have anything else to say that might help us aid in this investigation?
Last week, the real JD called, mm-hmm. and he talked. That was the real JD last week. But in the two Mega Powers radio you did between January 19th and January 26th, the fake JD called.
Mm. All right. Now, are we sure that this was the beginning of these fake calls? Now, have we gone back in time and analyzed any of the earlier shows? Is it possible that perhaps there was an earlier instance of this fake J.D. calling, but just nobody picked up on it yet.
This was the beginning. This was in January 19th. I think this was the start when he called the first time.
Huh.
All right.
Sounds like you've really done some research on
this. Well, I just don't know what to think.
Now, the thing that I think is really the most fishy about this situation is that we did not receive a call from a second JD last week. Only one JD last week. Whether it was the real one or the fake one, I cannot conclusively say, but we only received one JD call last week.
Right.
And we did not have silent...
Correct. And also, this...
Well,
as you were about to say, Mr. Powers... We did not have one silent wind of doom.
Yes.
Involved with the program last week. And I think that's just too much of a coincidence to ignore. You know, that's one thing that we have to pay attention to, definitely, especially since he is on the top list of suspects here in this case.
All right. Well, we're going to have to get silent wind
of
doom on here to defend himself.
Has Mr. Silent Wind been able to speak his mind?
He's just in the
Absolutely.
Chat room making
I
jokes.
I would like to speak with Mr. Silent Wind as well.
He's just trying to avoid the subject. Now he's trying to accuse you of being Drew. That is the most insulting thing I ever heard. Cliff Clefton, first off, is one of the most highly respected investigators of the southwestern border. Okay, you do not try to make any type of comparisons of him to Drew White. All right, Drew
I don't
White, who
think
can even
Drew
be?
White's balls have even dropped enough to have that deep of a voice.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of which, where is Mr. White tonight? It's convenient that he's not around, don't you believe?
Where is Mr. White?
Is Mr. White available?
Mr. White is not available.
I know we have Mr. Wago. We have Mr. Powers. Is that correct? We have Mr. Powers. We have Mr. Wago. No Mr. White this time, though. That's very interesting.
Yeah, these are all things that are just adding up into this case. Well, we're going to have to continue this investigation going on forward and come up with more answers to these questions, even though more questions seem to be piling up faster than we can come up with answers. Oh, it's just giving me a headache. Jeff, before we let you go, though, do you have anything else you want to say to Mr. Clefton?
Mr. Clefton, I am going to do my best to do whatever it takes to try to shed some light on this information.
All right, and we do appreciate that, Mr. Yes.
Who the fake JD is, if I find out whether it's the silent wind of doom, then we know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
And what would that be, sir?
What would that be, sir? That Mike.
What?
We should ban someone. We should ban the silent wind of doom if that were to happen.
I believe that would be a preliminary step.
Yeah, we should just ban silent wind of doom anyway.
Mr. Powers, can I remain on the line after Mr. Jeff gets off the line here?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like
Jeff,
to speak with you in private for just a moment.
Sure, absolutely. Jeff, we appreciate you calling in every week, man. We appreciate your work on this case.
All right,
I can tell you're very
nice.
Passionate
Mr.
about
Clefton,
it.
You have a good night, sir. Mr. Clefton, you have a good night, sir.
All right, you too, Mr. Jeff. Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness. Insanity here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. We're going to hold on to Mr. Clefton here for just a moment. What's up?
Yes, I do have a question for you, Mr. Powers. Now, this Jeff who called in,
yes,
he seemed to have a problem. He was laughing a lot, you know, and he seemed to know more than he was letting on. Now, do we know that this Mr. Jeff is not involved in this case also? I mean, I expected him to provide some expert witness testimony, however, and this time he is only laughing at me. You heard him laughing.
He was
laughing
quite a bit.
I think he knows more than he's letting on.
I cannot say for sure if he is involved, but I cannot say that he is not involved. That's all I can say.
Well, exactly. I think we've just opened up another can of worms. You know, we solve one mystery and it creates five new mysteries here.
So who would you say at this point is suspect numero uno? Has anything changed based on the developments this week?
Well, Silent Wind of Doom is back, and once again we have that fake JD calling in. I'm assuming he was the fake JD. It's hard for me to tell at this point, but we did have our voice frequency analyzers on the back, and it appears to be the fake JD that called in earlier tonight. So we're going to have to reanalyze these tapes tomorrow in the office.
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, we also have suspects with Drew White, who is not here this evening, so he's going to have to make some defenses for himself in another show. And I guess we could also add Jeff to this, because there's some funny play coming from him. Is there anyone else that we should be keeping an eye on?
You know, basically anybody who is involved with the program. You know, I believe you have a Mr. Mango involved in the program.
He's been very quiet this whole segment.
A while. I don't know if he's still there. Exactly. But perhaps he went in the other room to make a secret phone call, if you know what I mean. It's one of those things. It's just a little too convenient.
Maybe it was Sting.
It'll be Sting.
Maybe it was the not Sting that we saw tonight.
Sting.
Yeah, I think it was Sting.
Who is this? Is this Mr. Mango? Is this a Mr. Mango?
Are we still talking about the musician Sting, or are we talking about...
You were asking a question by Cliff Clefton, Mr. Mango. Show some respect.
I was trying to dodge it.
Jackass.
All right.
All right, Mr. Clefton.
I think that creates just another mystery here.
Maybe some of these other members of staff may not appreciate you, but I certainly appreciate your diligent work handling this case. I know that you are a very busy man. You have lots of cases you're taking on at a single time, but us and our listeners appreciate your work on this. We need to get to the bottom of this, preferably before WrestleMania. You know, it's a very important time of the year. We want to focus on the wrestling, but unfortunately, we just got these other problems that we need to nip in the bud before we get there.
Nip it in the bud.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. It's always a pleasure to call into the Michael Powers radio show. I appreciate your help, Mr. Powers, in trying to solve this mystery. And I assure you, we will get to the bottom of this.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Clefton. You have a good night. Oh, my fucking goodness. I think we need to take a break. We'll be back.
Everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. If you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
And we're back live on MegaPowersRadio.com's. Did I say that right?
No,
it's MichaelPowersRadio.com's Raw Post Show here on MegaPowersRadio.com. We've had a really weird show tonight. Just as we had a really weird Raw tonight. I really don't know what else we could talk about. I guess we could say the ending was kind of significant. Yeah, we had Roman Reigns take a tag away from Daniel Bryan as he was getting ready to do that big yes kick, which alone I thought was like, all right, yeah, that's a troll move by Roman Reigns. That's awesome. And then he also finishes the show by giving a big spear to Daniel Bryan to close the show. Is this the solid heel turn for Roman Reigns, or was this just Roman Reigns showing that he means business and Daniel Bryan should take him seriously?
I think they're just building tension. I don't see it any more than that. Daniel Bryan's come off as much of a dick as Reigns has in this feud. And Daniel Bryan shoved him and he responded. You shove a guy, what do you expect to happen? So, all in all, I think they're just building tension, and some way Daniel Bryan's going to get screwed, so... probably via Sheamus or something along those lines, and Roman Reigns will continue riding off to WrestleMania to wrestle Brock Lesnar.
Any thoughts, Tone?
You know, I kind of hate to backtrack on something that I had said before wouldn't happen, but now I'm starting to think that WWE is just caving in, and we're going to get Bryan in the match at WrestleMania with Roman Reigns, and right now they're planting the seeds for Roman Reigns to be the tweener in the match. You know, Brock Lesnar goes in as the heel, Bryan's the clear babyface, and Roman Reigns is going to be the tweener, so why not just, you know, go full force in it, and this is their mentality, not what I would do. But I think that they're just going to kind of toss Roman Reigns to the wolves, sort of.
This time, I'm going full force. Yep.
People got to check that promo out.
Yeah, there's a video out there. It's called, I think it's called The Best Promo in Wrestling Ever, or something along those lines. Just search, I'll post it in the Mega Maniacs group. It's, if you haven't seen it yet, it's all over
there. It's great.
It's fucking amazing. I don't really know what else to say about Raw tonight. So if you guys got suggestions, throw them in the chat room. But if not, I think we're just going to move on here to our good, bad, and ugly. So you got 3 seconds. Three. 2. Well, no, you know what? I got one more point I want to go off of what you said there, Tony, about Roman Reigns being the tweener. It seemed like they were setting Brock Lesnar up to be some kind of tweener. So are they just reverting on that?
It'd be cool if they just let the fans make up their mind.
Yeah, I think they're sticking with the heel.
It's a shame, because that means we're probably not going to get to see a babyface Brock Lesnar.
I didn't think that we were going to, you know, ever.
I'm still not convinced that he doesn't re-sign with WWE. People say that he's going to leverage WWE to get a better deal out of the UFC. What you got to remember, he can leverage the UFC as a way to get a better deal with WWE too. So
I don't think WWE has as much expendable income right now with all their investing into the network and everything. And if you watch that that Triple H interview he did with Stone Cold, there is a point where he says like Brock has unfinished business with the UFC or something along those lines.
Yeah, he needs to get his ass kicked by Alistair Overeem again.
Indeed, indeed. Oh yeah, Paige had something written on her arms. Rest in peace, Drew McDonald. A lot of that might be lost to a lot of us American fans. I believe Drew McDonald is some type of big Drew McDonald's. Obviously, I'm an American. He was a more famous guy over in England. Perhaps you can shed some light on him, Wago. Do you know much about this guy?
Well, Drew McDonald was a guy that I never heard of and don't know anything about, and he was Scottish.
Well,
there you go.
Is that dude that's in TNA now?
I saw a picture of him. He literally looked like Fat Bastard from the Austin Powers movie. Huh. Like, he was just like this really big guy, and he had on like the Scottish sash and the Scottish hat. I'm sure he came out playing a bagpipe at some point. Drew Mackey D's. That was his name.
You know what? If we could ever get Drew in a wrestling ring, we'd have to make that his wrestling name.
Drew Mackey D's?
Yeah. He'd be an awesome jobber.
Drew would be a good jobber. He'd be a lot like Colin Delaney.
Guess who's good at job?
Come on, guys. Come on, guys. That hurts. Stop it.
Two is what, greater than one.
Wouldn't he be the dragon?
I blew the dragon.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
little scamp.
Well, we got another caller in before we go off the air. We should bring them on. It's a caller from the 954 area code. Caller from 954. You are live on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
We better not get flagged for copyright because of this.
Are you scared?
Huh?
I said, are you scared?
All right, Banco caller from 954. We're going to go ahead and head into the good, the bad, and the ugly. Good, the bad, and the ugly, maybe, where we talk about what we thought the best part of the show, the worst part of the show, and the most god-awful, embarrassing part of the show. And I gotta be frank, I don't know if I'm prepared for this. Tony, you have a good, bad, and ugly?
Sorta. Let's put it this way. I have three notes down.
Okay.
I had two things under the good. One of them was that first promo. I liked how Daniel Bryan said that we're pretty even when it comes to the looks. Thought that was kind of funny. And the Katie Vick line was funny too. Somebody else pointed out, I don't remember who it was, so I can't give you a shout out to it, but somebody said it's interesting that Kane's standing right next to Triple H when that line was delivered. Also another good thing, which if I didn't give it to that, then I would have to give it to this, Rusev. Opinion about him is not really that amazing compared to what a lot of people think, but he was the best on the mic tonight that he's ever been. So he has taken a huge step forward in that direction. And if he keeps going, then, hey, he might be pretty damn decent on the mic in the future. Tonight was perfectly good. Kudos to him for pulling that off. Much better than Lana. Lana's always been shit on the mic. The bad, I guess, is kind of wrapped into my ugly. That's an excuse to have both of them done, I guess. Sure, why not? When you do a match at the beginning of the show that I don't really pay all that much attention to, and then you announce that later on you're basically going to have the same match again but with like a slight tweak to it, I have no reason to pay attention to the match later on either. So I didn't watch either of them. And fuck you, WWE, for doing that.
All right, Wago?
Much like Payton, I'm not exactly prepared for this because a lot of the show I didn't fucking watch. Mm-hmm. And that's because WWE didn't give me a reason to watch. And that alone is my bad. For an ugly, there's nothing that was overly offensive on that other than their just lack of effort trying to get me to watch Fastlane. Considering that the network's free this month, they're doing a piss-poor job of putting on content that makes you want to sign up. As far as good goes, I'm not going to give it to the show. I'm going to give it to a show that fucking deserves it. NXT.
I thought you were going to say Better Call Saul.
No, I didn't watch that yet, but that's an honorable mention. Now, the reason I'm giving it to NXT and the reason I say I can for this show is because there was a commercial for it. And that commercial was the most enjoyable fucking part of Raw. Reminded me of a good show. The commercial was fucking awesome, too. And if you've not seen some of the fucking work they're doing for, as far as, like, promoting for NXT Rival, check it out. Awesome. So if you need a reason to get the network for free this month, get it for NXT Rival because it's some of the best wrestling you're going to see. Go back and see Finn Balor versus Hideo Itami and check out the show because you're going to see one of the greatest matches of all time when Pac and Finn Balor get in there.
All right. Silent Wind of Doom giving us his good, bad, ugly in the chat room. He says, good. Paige's writing is temporary, so she'll be back to her unspoiled, creamy paleness next week. It's kind of creepy. Bad, fake Sting, ugly. I realized how much worse Brie mode gets the further it goes on. I usually tune out after a few seconds. Not wrong, it sounds pretty horrendous. Brie mode!
Sounds like fucking Pac-Man.
This has become the Swedish chef.
Oh, bork mode! Oh god, this is gonna become a thing, isn't it?
Bork mode!
Swedish Chef Brimo theme. All right, guys, well, I guess that's the outro for this week. Fuck.
Who's got dibs on that?
Hey, you do the best Swedish Chef voice.
Yeah.
Is that something I can like claim to?
Yeah, I get the claim for like doing Roy. You get the claim for Swedish Chef.
Oh, what? and Barrett apparently. Wait, how do you get the Roy voice, but I get the Barrett voice?
Weird. How do you get the Roy voice? I don't think we ever decided you got the best Roy.
Hey, I was nominated to do Roy.
That's because you'd like the song.
Shut the fuck up. I'm taking Roy.
I'm taking Roy back.
Roy, oh, you're taking Roy back, aren't you?
You can't do Roy. That ain't Roy. Fucking hell, that ain't Roy.
Oh, this is where the show just descends into insanity. We actually got a few callers left here, so we bring them on real quick. 540 is calling back in again. I don't know if this is a different 540 or if this is Jeff calling back. 540, who's there?
Hey, Mike. It's Jeff again.
What's up, dude?
The real JD, he said he was going to call back in with you guys.
Did he?
Yeah, was that him earlier? Call with you guys.
He told you this? When did he tell you this?
I called another wrestling show, and he was talking to the 347.
Wait!
Another wrestling show?
I thought we talked about this. You called into another wrestling show?
The fuck?
JD called. JD talks to the K-Rock show.
K-Rock? And, JD, you called K-Rock?
And me and JD... Mike, call. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Okay. Let me talk, guys. Me and...
All right, guys, it's time for us to start wrapping things up here. What kind of plugs do we got? Tony?
Alrighty, it would help if I pulled a Wago there. I didn't fucking unmute. All right, guys, check out smartoutmoment.com and the Smack Talk podcast, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, and youtube.com/smartoutmoment. We're going to be doing two different special features this week, as well as an NXT review. Not too sure how that's going to go down yet, but stay tuned for more information on that. Go to fanboysanonymous.com. You got the podcast and the content on the website itself on there. Lots of different things to follow. All talk show. You should have those links by now. If not, you can find them all on Facebook.com/AllTalkShow and YouTube.com/AllTalkShow. And check out the Bleacher Report, any wrestling news, and anything else that I've got going this week. You can find information about that on this week's Rust Hold.
All right, Wago.
All right, all of these are going to be in one place sooner or later, and that's going to be StephenWago.com. It's not up and running yet, but for now, check out UDMMA. That's Unanimous Decision MMA. You can find that on Facebook.com/UDMMA, Twitter.com/UDMMA, and UDMMA.com. Also, check out Addicted to Anime over on here on Mega Powers Radio. That's a monthly podcast where we cover all the different anime shows. For more info on that, go to Facebook.com/AddictedAnimeFans. And before this cotton mouth totally fucks me up, check out Wago Rants. It's more of me ranting. That's available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and on YouTube.com/StephenWago.
All right. We still got callers in the line. I feel like I want to bring them in before we wrap things up. So let's bring them in here.
Woo, callers.
Woo. 954, we got you back on. You have a real voice this time?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Oh, he sounded so defeated. I'm sorry. How are you doing tonight, 954?
Good. And first of all, do not cowbell me ever again, or whatever you just did.
Wait, what's your name, buddy?
Patrick.
Patrick. Oh, okay. I thought it was not Rick.
This is Patrick.
How you doing tonight, buddy? What did you think about Raw?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing fine right now. Anyway.
You sound so good, mate.
You know, remember? I was surprised how Sting has still got it for being how old is he? 55. He still has it.
He still got it. All right. His hair looked fantastic.
Yeah, he didn't even look old with that face paint. So like, oh yeah. And then let me ask you something. Do you believe there will be a Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania?
God, I fucking hope not, but they're certainly building Bray Wyatt for something. He had two big segments on the show tonight with seemingly no actual direction. He cut this long-winded promo, as he does, but it wasn't actually focused towards anybody. He's been getting these big wins left and right. He just completely destroyed Dolph Ziggler tonight. So they're setting him up for something, and it seems like Undertaker's a likely bout, but what do you think?
I think it's great.
All right. It's a great input.
Well, yeah. Look at this—the past versus the present.
Absolutely.
Like, in some ways, Bray Wyatt reminds me of like a young Undertaker. Like, well, I've been gone for a while again, but that's all right. And people were pissed that Roman Reigns pretty much won the Royal Rumble, but that was a long time ago. So I don't think anyone really cares now. People still cheer him. There's no booze anymore. Is what I know.
He's in a better spot. Me and Tony were lucky enough to be there in Philadelphia when that match happened, and we saw the poor treatment Roman Reigns got that evening. He's gotten better treatment since then in the buildings he's been in. He got booze tonight, but he was supposed to get booze tonight with his actions, so it's totally fine. Roman Reigns will be fine as he goes forward, depending on how they book him. If they do decide to turn him heel, then he will get booed. If they want to keep him as a babyface, people will cheer him. He's going to be a star either way.
And the fans, even with The Rock coming out, the fans were still mad. The fans didn't even care that The Rock was out. They still were booing Roman.
Yeah, that's Philadelphia for you. But listen, Patrick, we're going to wrap things up here, so we appreciate we got you in this week before we got off the air. You have a good night, man. So for the final plugs before we go off the air, if you enjoyed the show, join us every single Monday night. We'll see you next time on MegaPowersRadio.com. We're all tired here, so join us every single Monday. Find the archive version on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SmartOutMoment.com, all the usual places that you can find podcasts. It'll be available there. So until next week, for Tony Mango, for Stephen Huego, for all the people who called in this evening, we'll see y'all next time on the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com.
Allison to the Phil Stevenson Show. With your host, Phil Stevenson.
Gross.
Where you get your fill on everything involving Phil Stevenson. And now, here's your host, Phil Stevenson.
Snuff drugs.
Fuck off, everybody!